You are listening to The New Man, Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach and group facilitator, Trip Lanier. He is joined in the studio by the show's producer, Casey Capshaw.
How can you take your relationship beyond the typical monolithic monogamy model? Does being in relationship automatically mean you give up your freedom? This week, Casey and I get on the Skype phone with Liana Silver of RedefiningMonogamy.com. Listen as she reveals how you can get the keys to the female kingdom.
So, Liana, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. We're here with Casey. And I'm so thrilled you could be on the show. I've spent a lot of time on your website, Redefining Monogamy, which is just a wealth of information for men and women in relationship or not. And I was just kind of wondering if you'd tell us a little bit about what you do. How do you help men and couples?
Absolutely. I'm so happy to be here. So I just love what you're doing for men and those guys get to be with. So yeah, I'm a relationship specialist, and I work with people one-on-one in coaching. I teach workshops and retreats, and I write a couple of articles in some magazines and also maintain this website called Redefining Monogamy. And if my hope is the provocative title will lure you to the site and then give you tons of information to apply to your particular relationship. But whether you're single or in relationship or wanting something like creative monogamy or a traditional monogamous relationship, I'm just really interested that people have choice and are creating relationships that are an expression of the people in them, not like retrofit to a model that doesn't really work. That's really what I'm about.
I could totally relate with that. And I've got friends that get into relationships and they're just like, oh, but then it has to be this way. I hear this has to be this. Relationship, they don't even question it at this point. And they may question other things in their life, like their purpose or career or all of these other kind of things. But when it comes to relationship, it seems like it's off limits. You just don't go there. You don't question it.
Well, you know, there's no support for it, right? I mean, I'm just working with this couple right now, and they're like, I would never tell my friends this. There's nobody in their community they would be able to discuss that they might be having questions about a traditional relationship or commitment or marriage or kids. And, you know, there's a lot of stigma that you're immoral or deviant if you're not kind of following this path. And it makes sense, you know, that this is not an area where there's support to do it yourself or have freedom there. Yeah.
Right. And I see that you do a lot of traveling. Do you find it's just in our culture in the West, or is this worldwide?
Wow. Worldwide, I would say. I just spent a lot of time in the Philippines, which surprisingly is a Catholic country. And, you know, there's just tons of poverty and, you know, the government is Catholic. It's more than just a religious choice. And I had some friends there who were in abusive marriages, but couldn't get their marriages annulled. I had, you know, people who were having multiple kids by age 23, just that's what you did, even though you didn't have any money to feed them. So there was, you know, even there, not a whole lot of space to think outside the box or really be pragmatic about how your relationship affects your life.
Got it.
Yeah.
Fun. Okay. So,
woohoo.
So I want to kind of reel this back in and make it kind of help out the guys that are listening to the show. And I'm curious about what you see are the biggest blind spots or myths, biggest issues that you see that are challenging men that you work with.
Yeah, you know, I think there's three or four things I'd like to mention. I think that your description of what you do is really apt, right? I think one of the biggest issues facing men is we're in a time where it's kind of in between being new age or spineless, as you call it, mm-hmm. and kind of like able to access emotions and feel, and being really powerful or macho or like kind of, you know, strong and powerful, that archetype. And that's it's an issue. Like, how do you dance between those two and find a place that's really, really centered and powerful for you as a man?
Mm-hmm.
I think a huge issue is commitment for men. Like, if they want to be in a relationship, but feel like that's a sort of death. I get that a lot from clients. Like, wow, I'll just be giving away my freedom. And that does not sound like fun to me.
Yeah, it's a dead end.
Yeah, I actually believe and see all the time that you can have it all. You can have a relationship and have freedom. But most people don't look at that and see that that's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Another issue I think facing men is just like, who the hell are women? Like, what is this species? And I think that there's lots of reason for men to be afraid of women,
uh-huh,
or to be like shy of them because they've gotten stomped on or emasculated or just treated badly in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to really have a handle on like, what is it to have a friendship with a woman or really love a woman? What is that? Like, how could I do that and be safe? I think that's kind of a big issue as well.
That brings up a great point, because if we're talking about things like that, there's definitely this is a progressive movement. And
yeah. So
there's a responsibility, and we're taking the responsibility on this end in this discussion about what the guy can do, about what the guy can bring to the table. And then what's the call? Like, he's also has to be playing with a woman that is playing at a certain level too, right? This isn't this isn't just like, oh, and this will work for all women, or is it? Help me out there.
Yes and no. I mean, I think there's one thing I'd like to mention in a moment that's like the kryptonite, like the uber powerful tool to really like what women really want. But before I say that, absolutely. I mean, there are plenty of women who, you know, who are just not up for playing at that level. And I do think that, you know, you want to choose someone who's in the game with you. And if they're not on the same page, that they want to get there. Mm-hmm. So I totally agree. But let me just say that even if it turns out she's not the woman to get on the same page or do this, that what women miss and what they really want from men, and this is a grand generalization, but it's huge. It's very simple, and it's attention or listening. And it doesn't necessarily mean like attention you would give a child. You know, sometimes attention sounds like, oh, she just wants to be placated or fluffed or something.
Right.
But this is real attention, real listening. Women blossom under approval and attention that is real and genuine. And when a man's attention doesn't waver or doesn't get thrown off, it's like a plant being watered.
Mm-hmm.
And she suddenly blossoms underneath it. And it seems simple, and it is, but it's like magic.
Wonderful. So, and it's got to be genuine. It can't just be I'm just going to sit here and go, uh-huh, oh, that's interesting. I mean, he has to have a genuine desire and a genuine curiosity. Is there some way, I could see where it would start feeding itself once the energy started kind of circling and like, oh, you know, she's opening and now I'm opening, this is fun. But is there some way that a guy can kick that off a bit if he's in a rut with his woman? What could be done there to where he could kick that off and he can have a genuine interest? Because I could see where it would backfire if he just kind of tried to play his way through it.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, genuine is key. You know, even if you're not playing some really high level personal growth game and have a ton of discernment around all this stuff, we all can tell when something's genuine or not, and we'll respond when it is and we'll shut down when it's not. But I mean, just to give kind of an inroad into that, if a guy were to say something like, you know, tell me more, or how did that feel, right? Like kind of taking his presence and getting honestly curious,
mm-hmm,
and having her go a little bit deeper. This is a great way to kind of get him curious and get her actually thinking, wow, he's actually paying attention. So it's a good way to start with some questions that lead her toward, you know, what's going on? What is she feeling? And leads him toward his natural curiosity.
Got it. Got it. And you call this the keys to the kingdom, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh yeah.
And so, okay. So his genuine attention, his genuine curiosity, anything else to add on top of that? Like that sounds like the inroads, but what else beyond that?
Well, you know, I wanted to say a practice of this could be, I just started doing this with my boyfriend as a suggestion from a friend, and we do this thing, it's called listening deep touch, right? So he just sits there, he puts his hand on my belly and my heart, and he just asks me, like, do you have anything to say? How'd that make you feel? Tell me more. How does that feel? And I don't know, we do it for a couple minutes or 5 minutes, and the effect, even though we have an extraordinary relationship and great communication, And the effect is like, you know, wow, I can actually go through the intensity of my emotions and have that be witnessed and have him not run away. And that's a very powerful bond. It's a very powerful statement between a man and a woman. So I just wanted to say that that's a more formalized way of doing this that we're talking about.
And you called that the listening deep touch? Is that what you called it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like, yep, exactly.
I like that. Excellent. And you mentioned something there, but there's this other part of that emotional aspect of things. That's where guys are like, oh, I don't want to go there with her because then she's just going to freak out. What can you do to help us there? Because how can we weather the storms instead of avoid them? Because right now it feels like it's just avoidance.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is personally, this is totally an issue with me and my boyfriend for a long time. I think, you know, a couple things on that. With the right woman, if the storms can be witnessed and weathered, there's an end to them. I mean, they always come up. But because women feel like it's not okay to go there, or because we think you're not listening or you don't care, or because we think it's a bad thing to have emotions, they actually don't get it fully expressed. So they fester and they become like lava underneath the ground. And so they kind of become bigger than they need to be. So this practice of like, letting her experience them and not realizing that actually anything happens is very powerful. However, I do want to say for guys, I think I want to say one thing that's really helpful to think of this as like a storm. Like, wow, here it goes. It's thundering and I'm getting drenched and whoa, I just got blown off my chair. Like, could be kind of exciting. And to have kind of a center to just have some curiosity and some excitement about us like you would a physical storm can be really helpful.
Yeah, the notion that it's not always going to be this way.
Yes, and that the more you actually feel it fully now, it becomes integrated and it doesn't come up unhealthily later. Like it actually can just come up naturally like a storm and then pass away.
Beautiful.
Come back next week to hear Liana's take on pornography, what has us resisting relationships, and how to have your cake and eat it too.